living naturally.
So now, for somebody that wants to use your service, and let's say, you know, hey, I want to reshape my life, and I want to have the healthiest lifestyle that I could possibly have in all areas, physically, mentally, spiritually, and the like. To do so, must I embrace being a vegetarian?
No.
Okay. Must I embrace, what is it that I should look at, and what is it that I don't have to do necessarily to move?
Okay, that's a very, very good question. Where I come from in terms of my coaching with people who are wherever they are, they could be from A to Z, I encourage them to look at what's for them to, this the process that I take people through is more of an inquiry for them. So I ask a lot of questions and try not to give advice and give my opinion. Occasionally I put that other hat on and I give my opinion. But I have people embrace their own, get in touch with their own personal truth, and I coach them from their own personal truth, find out what their core values are, what's true for them, and have them begin to operate out of that rather than selling out on that. Mm-hmm. And so if having a healthy body is what they're after, I don't say become a vegetarian. I say, you know, what do you know that would make you healthier? What are you aware of that would make you healthier? And they tell me, and I say, well, what's stopping you from doing that?
Okay, so you really are appealing to folks' own strengths and their own foundation, and you're building on that. You're allowing them to build on it. You're not building
exactly
on it. But you're asking the questions of what's stopping you, as you just indicated.
Yes.
So if you know this to be true, and you know this is to be, you know, better, and you believe that and you see that, then let's talk about and let's examine what's in the way of you getting there.
That's right.
Sort of. Okay. And so, and then with your coaching, let's talk a little bit about who you're coaching.
Okay.
So, and then like in what respect? Is it folks who want to improve on their business? Folks, you know, physically who want to improve, you know, their like weight loss or weight gain, you know, just what areas?
Okay.
You know. Yeah.
Well, this is good. I have some bodywork clients who I do something called structural integration, which is working with the body's the balance in the body structurally, looking at whether you are in alignment. Physical alignment or not, and invariably that connects to where they're out of alignment in the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I'll have a bodywork session where I'm actually coaching people around what it is that they want for themselves in their lives. So I do that congruently, and often you know, people are looking at I'd like to have my business at X, you know, at a certain place by the time I'm done with these 10 sessions.
Yeah.
Structural integration requires 10 sessions. So, you know, we start with each session and we talk about what's going on in their body as well as what's going on in the body of their lives. So that's one way that I do some coaching, and that's who I'm coaching are my bodywork clients.
Yeah.
And then with other coaching clients, we're looking at, you know, just basically what is it that you're looking for, looking to attain in your life.
So, like folks with nutrition, what's the
or weight
typical
loss.
Person? Oh yeah,
yeah, weight
so
loss.
Like what you said. So for example, with a but you talked about nutrition, for example, and I'm wondering, I know this isn't. Well, I'll just say it and you address it.
Okay.
Like what's a typical client?
Okay.
You know, looks like that says, "Hey, I want nutrition coaching." You
right.
Know,
usually, they're overweight.
Uh-huh.
They don't necessarily say they want nutritional coaching, mm-hmm. or you know, coaching. They say they want to lose weight. So obviously, we're going to be looking at what they're eating, and we're going to be looking at whether or not they're exercising, how active they are. We'll also need to look at what else, you know, is going on with their health and why they're overweight, and then the emotional and psychological components of that. Mm-hmm. But regarding nutrition, I had one client who had a goal of losing 50 pounds last year. She ended up losing 25 pounds, which was great. You know, she got that far, And this year she's now looking at losing the other 25. Wonderful. But we looked at a goal of 50. And, you know, I really had to do a little, maybe a little boot camp work with her at some point because she wanted to kind of, you know, cut corners. And she would also put off the what it was that she needed to be doing every day. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, she had, you know, her work was overwhelming at this point and she didn't have time to make a salad at work, so she grabbed whatever she could or, you know, things like that. So we had to kind of micromanage her every day and say, okay, you need to call me and tell me what you ate today.
Yes.
Or text me and tell me how it went. You know, on a scale of 1 to 5, you know, where were you? 5 is really great and 1 is not. How was your day in terms of your food intake?
Yes.
And then so I would be able to kind of monitor and maybe text her back saying, okay, what's it going to take for you to get from a 2 to a 3?
Yeah.
Like that. But that we did look at, like, you know, these donuts that you keep, you know, eating, you know, thinking that it's not going to really hurt you every once in a while you sneak a donut. Is that really serving you?
Yeah.
And how about, you know, something that's more healthy that is also kind of emotionally like a comfort food, because obviously you're eating the donut because, you know, it's giving you something emotionally because it's not nutritionally, you know, so...
Yeah.
So that's kind of the approach I do with the coaching.
So there's something interesting that you hit on there, and that is what is the motivation that there's something behind, let's say, eating that donut that isn't always just the donut looks so good, but it's something psychological maybe that you or emotional that you deal with. Mm-hmm. So what I hear you saying, your services includes a variety of modalities.
Yeah.
So as you indicated with physical...
structural integration.
Structural integration. So you're dealing with physical therapy, I guess, in some respect.
Yeah, well, it's more of massage therapy.
Okay, massage therapy, and then the nutrition. And then there's some elements of psychology, you know, that goes there. And I would imagine some sales. In a sense of how you get your message across to folks and have them embrace taking that on. So, Michael, let me ask you this, too. Now, for somebody listening to this, and because what one of the things I do believe in your service, and I believe in the idea of what this kind of service offers people, in a sense that I hope this isn't cliche-ish, that we always can be better than we are, mm-hmm. or more than we are, not just better, but that we can really be a lot more dynamic than we tend to be. And oftentimes we settle someplace, mm-hmm. Even though I think most people want to be somewhere else, a little bit better here, a little bit better there.
Right.
And I think you do that kind of work. What would you say to somebody, what do you say to folks that you feel they should hear and sort of resonate with and examine that will allow them to take you on and use your service in their life?
Well, you know, again, I ask the question of them, you know, how's your life going? Or, you know, I usually am in a conversation with someone, and it's funny because a recent client of mine just said, like, why you... You know, I listened very intently, and she said, what? And I said, I'm just checking you out. She said, you looking for the cracks? And I said, yeah, it's kind of like that. It's like water seeking out where all the cracks are and going down into the cracks. And so when I'm in conversation with someone, I'm listening for where their life is great and where their life isn't. And how they feel about that, because sometimes people are cool with the fact that life isn't so great, I'm good with that. So that's fine. If they're happy with that, and they seem content and accepting of that, then fine. You know, mm-hmm. that's okay. Mm-hmm. You're allowed to have a mediocre life if that's what you want.
Right.
And you know, and actually could be great for you. Having a mediocre life could be your goal.
Yes.
You know, okay. Especially for Type A people.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, the type A thing can really kill you.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe mediocre is really what you want to have, you know.
Uh-huh. So dialing it back, is that what that is?
Yeah, dialing it back, you know. Uh-huh. So I can't sit as a judge as to what your life should be.
Okay.
I let people tell me what they, you know, what they want, and they will tell you what they want. You can hear it in the conversations.
Yeah.
What they say and what they don't say.
So now, how does a person find out that they, that it's you that they need and that respect then? Because, like you're saying, all right, I am, you know, you're the judge. I mean, you're not judging anyone. You're, mm-hmm. you're saying you're letting them be the judge. They're determining what it is that they want. How then do they know that, or how do they convey it to you, that the life that I have really isn't the life that I have, even though I may have settled and even though I may use language that says it's okay, mm-hmm. when the truth of the matter is it isn't. You know how you find people who settle for mm-hmm. whatever it is that they have, mm-hmm. and then they find a way to justify it, but then the truth of the matter is that when you begin to probe, they begin to say, well, really, I didn't think I could do any better. You know, or I thought this was all that there was, or I didn't think I had the willpower, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So what's the question?
So the question is, how then do, you know, do you see people getting to, getting out of that to get to you? You know? So in other words, how does somebody know that I want to call you up and say, hey, look, I want your service? How do they tend to know that?
I mean, like, how do they wake up out of the, out of the, the unawareness that their life isn't working so well?
Yeah, or the acceptance of it. It's like, I think at times, like, let's say if we tolerate the mediocrity of our lives.
Right.
You know, in some respect. And so if I'm a person that's really tolerating the mediocrity of my life, but when I get these glimpses that truly this isn't what I want in my life, I just happen to be here.
Yes.
And I want something better. How, you know, what is it that, if folks have conveyed that, that generally allows them to say, hey, you know what, I'm going to call him?
Again, it's a conversation that that entails me addressing or me, like, sensing that in them and you know, speaking to it.
Yeah.
And finding out how, you know, how they respond to that. If they seem completely overwhelmed or in denial about it, then I don't go there with them. But if you know, you use the word resonate, if I sense that they're resonating or feeling good about the thing that they wish for, hope for, dream of, then I make note of that verbally mm-hmm. with them, and then usually I engage them in a mini coaching session right on the spot. You know, like what if it was, you know, what if you could have that
yes.
great life that you're talking about right there?
Mm-hmm.
How would your life be different? How would you feel?
Which gets me to this then. What motivates you in your company? So is there like some theme, you know, that's there that that's pushing you, you know what I mean? Is it
right.
like to give great life to people, or like what's there for you and what you're doing?
Well, I've been a person who has always desired to help people. Again, I mentioned I was a lifeguard. I was saving lives, you know, literally.
Yeah.
And then went on to save lives through holistic, you know, health.
Yeah.
But specifically with the coaching, what I really love is seeing the transformation that takes place in people before my very eyes and before their very eyes, and especially when they have transformed.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's miraculous. I turn into one big goosebump. And sometimes I'm moved to tears because I see them, you know, really embracing and seeing their own light, their own power, their own, you know, and then seeing them get free.
Yeah.
They're free, and it's like, you know, they just smile, and they're, next thing you know, they're talking a lot and they're laughing, and, you know, there's no money that I could put on that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's why I do it all the time.
Yeah.
And I said, at some point I said, I should just get paid for this.
Right. speaking of which, now, so when somebody comes to you and they're looking for service, are they when they enter into an agreement with you, is there a specific amount of time that they must work with you? I mean, how does that work?
Well, I recommend and I require that they in the coaching that they have a minimum six month commitment mm-hmm. to the work, because yeah. there's a lot of peeling back of the onion that occurs when you are going after a specific desired result in your life that yeah. has been sitting there or that you didn't even know about until recently.
Yeah.
And so 6 months is really a minimal amount of time. Mm-hmm. There are some people who get there quicker,
yeah.
and what they end up finding is that they want another thing. Like yeah. they get to, you know, to they start from A, they get to B,
mm-hmm.
and they're all happy, and they're like, "Well, this is good. Let's try C now."
Right.
You know, so they keep moving along. But yeah, it's a process to get to their desired result. And what I'm finding lately is that people get halfway there and start to see the light at the end of the tunnel, and
yes.
they want to stop the coaching.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because they're like, "Oh, I got it. I see it. I feel better. I'm and I'm saying to myself, "Okay, well, you haven't really developed the strength and that muscle
mm-hmm.
to really get there yet, because I can hear it in your conversation. We can see that from week to week you're not necessarily getting the homework done that you had, but you're having the breakthroughs and you're having the insights and you're having the epiphanies and you are getting some results. You're actually, you know, the family relationships that were horrible are actually getting better."
Yeah.
You know, so so let's keep the coaching going until you get to where it is that you said that you wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I recommend.
Okay.
You know,
so now one of the things I think of, I would imagine, for some people looking ahead, you know, when you say 6 months looks like a long time, even though you indicated it is a short period. Mm-hmm. When we look back on 6 months, we go, "Oh, that 6 months really went by very quick." For example, we're in 2008.
Right.
And we're in the 6 month of the year, and it went in a flash,
yes.
you know, practically. But then when we look ahead at the next 6 months, "Oh, I'm going to be doing this from July through December."
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just wondering, you know, I'm trying to frame a question around how do you help someone to really understand it's a fraction, it's a short period of time. And also to get beyond the things that may stop them. So, for example, when somebody looks at 6 months, "I'm paying you for 6 months." So how often is a person engaged with you over the six-month period?
Okay.
And, you know, in other words, must I give you my next born to pay
right.
for this? Or
okay, so what they do is they pay me for the month.
Yeah.
Each month they pay me, and we have half-hour conversations once a week.
Okay.
And sometimes they're 20 minutes and sometimes they're 40 minutes, but approximately half hour.
Yeah.
So the goal is to accomplish things that need to get done, or, you know, sometimes it's not, they're not always material things or actual physical action steps that they need to take, but maybe an inquiry that they need to be involved in for an entire week.
Yeah.
So we go kind of, when I say a month, every four sessions,
yeah.
you know, we renew up to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So they prepay me for the four sessions. We have half-hour conversations on the phone or in person. And then we go on from there and see where they are. You know, like I usually check in after 3 months and say, "How's it going?"
Mm-hmm.
You know, I actually ask that after every session. Was this session valuable and
yeah.
worthwhile?
Mm-hmm.
And they invariably say yes.
Yeah.
And so we keep going. But then after 3 months, you know, I do another check-in and say, let's look at where the ground that we've covered. And is this where you want to be? And then, you know, reevaluate what's going to take to get where you really want to be, if this is not where you want to be. Or, you know, this is great. Let's keep going, you know.
Now, I meant to ask this earlier. For folks coming to you and who think, let's say, "I have a great life. I already have a great life. I don't need this." Have you found folks like that?
Oh,
who found themselves in your company, "Oh, I have the great life," and then somehow or another engage you in conversation and realize, "Oh, I actually could have it a lot better."
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's rare because, you know, most people who say they have a great life really do believe that or really do have a great life.
Yeah.
And, you know, because I listen, to, I sit and listen, oh, tell me about your great life, you know, and then I hear about the great life and I go, oh, you do have a great life.
Yeah.
That's pretty great. You know, and then, but I'll do a little probing. I'll, well, so, you know, could it be greater? Mm-hmm. You know, what could, you know, because, you know, you make a batch of soup, you know, and it, you taste it and it's really good. But then you start thinking, well, what else could I put in here that would make it even better, you know?
Right.
So.
Uh-huh. So, now, let me see what other question I have. I did have a question. Centered around the timing.
The timing of?
The amount of time that someone would spend with you and the... but anyway, okay, I know what it is. The question is, now, someone calls you and is interested in your service. What's the process? You know, going from start to...
Okay, that's, you know, that's a great question. Yeah. They say they're interested in. I say, well, okay. What I'll do is I will send you a client discovery form. You'll fill it out, send it back to me, and then we'll look at it and we'll read it together, and that will be our first session.
Yeah.
We'll go over your form, and usually the first session is an hour session because it really does take a while to get through that, all the questions, and find out what they really want to create for themselves.
Yeah.
So. So that's how we start, and then we set up, you know, the kind of the agreement that we have about showing up on time or, you know, calling me on time, and having integrity around their work, that they don't give up, that they be who they say they were going to be and do what they say they were going to do, and so I hold them, you know, to maintaining their own personal integrity around. Their agreement with, you know, with how we structure their work.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now what, when somebody calls you, should they, so I guess are you asking you should have 6 months in your life to, in other words, should you be ready when you call me? Or you're going to determine that when
Yeah, like one person called me and said, well, I'm not ready yet. I'll call you in 4 months.
Yeah.
And, you know, I never heard from them, but, you know, I guess they figured out that they weren't ready or they didn't need the coaching or want the coaching or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, there are people who said, oh, I need a life coach. I need one of those. I need a life coach, you know. And then, you know, when the rubber meets the road, they're either too confronted about the concept or they're just not ready to do it. They want to, you know. I had one person who entered into a college degree program instead of doing coaching. Mm-hmm. So that's where their time and energy and money went to.
Yeah.
And so occasionally I check in with them to find out how it's going and et cetera. So.
Okay. So now, how does someone get in touch with you?
Call me on the phone, I recommend.
And the number being?
The number is 410-299-6037. That's 410-299-6037. Or you can email me at CST, that's as in corporate stress therapy, healing, HEALING, at bigplanet.com. I'm better with the phone call. I'd like to hear your voice. Have a conversation with you rather than the static, you know, email, text messaging, and all the new technology that we now communicate with and think that that's personal and intimate conversation and dialogue.
Okay. So, Michael, I want to thank you for the opportunity to actually do this interview. And then for those who are listening, I would actually encourage you to call Michael and benefit from this service and making your life just great and wonderful. And, of course, I'm going to close by saying you're listening to From the Source, published here on BeMoreNatural.com. So thank you, Michael, and I truly appreciate it.
I'm honored, and thank you for your generosity and who you are that you're doing this work for people.
All right. Thanks. Mm-hmm.